Monday night. You guys really needed something to do, huh? You late ticket buying motherfuckers. Well, thank you so much for being here. I don't really feel like doing any material. I just did a show before, was an hour long. You knew what?
I knew you were fucking tired.
I'm not tired.
Oh, okay.
I'm not tired. What? You don't know shit. I'm bored of the stuff I'm talking about. I don't know. Are you an artist?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm
an artist. What's your name, miss?
Teresa.
Teresa. What brings you out?
I wanted to get roasted on TV.
You wanted to be roasted? Why?
Because you're fucking hilarious.
Thank you very much, but it's so weird to be like, insult me. Please. All I've known in my life is love and affection. I need some hate. Teresa, thank you for being here, Teresa. I'm not tired at all. I'm just bored. It's different. Where are you from, Teresa?
Guam.
Guam? I didn't know people, but why'd you say, oh shit, like that? Teresa? Is that you? It's been so long!
my
dad's from Guam.
Your dad's
from Guam. Yeah. Is he an Asian man?
No.
Oh, okay, good. That's not the same. Okay.
Yep. Military.
He's in the military.
His dad worked for the CDC.
Your dad worked for the CDC.
His dad worked for the CDC.
Your grandfather?
Yes, sir.
Got it, got it. Thank you for saying what I was going to say. Jesus Christ. I don't know if Monday night Denver is going to be the best time to just fuck around. it's not going well so far. No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry, guys. It's going to be fine. Yeah, get your drinks in. You're gonna need it. I'm so glad I switched to red wine. I had hard liquor outside. I was like, no, it's not gonna be hard. I gotta go slow and pace myself.
Red wine makes you horny.
Does it? I'm trying to fuck. Red wine makes you horny. Does it? It's never worked to put me to sleep all the time. What are you drinking?
Tequila.
Tequila makes you horny. What is this place? The fuck did I? They're like, you want to do a Wednesday? You want to do a Monday night late show? I was like, do I want to do a Monday night late show? And I did. I did want to do. I feel like that's my conscience. Drink the red wine, it makes you horny. Yeah, horny for comedy, motherfucker. You know, Denver is one of my. Whose first comedy show ever is this? Clap if you're your first time ever at a clap. It's your first comedy show ever. Yours too? Yours too? Yours too, miss? You know, Dave Chappelle has like a residency in at Red Rocks and shit. I'm the first comedian you ever seen live. It's fucking, you guys. Dumb isn't the right word, but it's the first ones that's coming to my brain right now is. What? But thank you. I appreciate it. It's very humbling, but also like, yeah, I'm the shit. It's both of those things at the same time. And what's your name, miss?
Mine?
Yeah.
Anita.
Anita, who brought you here?
My son.
Your son. Thank. What's your name, son?
Evan.
Evan?
Yep.
Thank you, Evan, for bringing your mom. It's always adorable to see like mother-son, father-son, father-daughter. People come out to a show, it's like, Maybe I gotta call my parents more. The idea of going to a comedy show with my mom is just fucking preposterous. I might say some shit tonight, Evan. You're like, you're gonna end up switch seats with somebody, because. Oh, you guys share everything between each other? Do you know? How old are you, Evan? I'm not touching that. That's all you guys, man. I'm here to bring people together, you know, man. I don't want to drive a wedge in between you guys. And Anita, I like how you said that with such confidence. I am the cause of all his problems. Did I nail the laugh? I think I did, right? That was good. I got like a parrot ear, you know? What's that? What'd you say? I bet if we keep her laughing, she's going to reveal more and more truths. The more I make her laugh, she's going to start revealing some wild shit.
His name's not Evan. I'm not his mother.
I'm sorry, Evan. I'm sorry. I got some Xanax if you need it, though. Anxiety is a wild problem. And you guys? Your first show ever?
Hers. My first show ever.
Yep, what's her name?
Sierra.
Sierra and?
Zach.
How'd you hear about the show?
I followed you on YouTube a while ago.
YouTube. God damn, you're not even Indian. All my YouTube fans are like straight from India. They're like expats and they live in like, they do like computer science here. Random ass pockets, they come up to me like, hey, I saw you on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, all right, thanks, bro. Well, thank you, man. Keep that algorithm going, but. You don't have an H1B, do you? Well, you lived in Asia for a while. That's not the same thing, but I get you. Yeah, try to relate. It's good. And what's your name?
Zach.
Zach, sorry. I asked you that. Okay, Zach. What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick?
Yeah.
And you said TikTok, right? You did you bring these people?
I messaged you.
Okay. What did you say?
I filmed comedy specials.
Oh, that was you. Yeah. Oh, who have you filmed? Oh shit, some big killers. God damn, man. Now you're here for me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I should do material then. Sorry, Patrick, because you caught me in a mood. I've been traveling quite a bit, you know. You know, people don't know how comedy works, which is what I realized in doing comedy for. Audiences is like it's the first time people watch a bunch of clips and like, oh, I guess he's just gonna do crowd work for 45 minutes or like the art of making an hour of comedy come together is fucking crazy. I don't know if you know that. Sierra, look, it takes so long to build an hour that by the end of it, what do you do for a living?
I'm a hairstylist.
You're a hairstylist?
Yep.
And you ever get tired of doing the same fucking haircut? Yes, you fade, skin fade, okay, we'll cut your fucking hair, it looks great. Every day. Now imagine you had to say the same thing. All the time. Yeah, you have to do that shit, right? You don't give a fuck about the weather. You don't give a fuck how the family is doing. You know? That's what it is. All the time. In the last year and a half, what's today, August, what, 15th? I started tour April 2021. And in December I recorded a special, and then I still had 30 or 40 dates left. And as a comedian, you're like, I don't want to do any of that shit ever again. So I went up starting in January of this year, blank slate. Fuck, I don't want to do any of this fucking comedy ever. I don't want to do any. Thank You, China, I think, is a fantastic special, and that's me being objective about my own work. But after that, I was like, I don't want to ever say any of that shit ever again. I just did 8 months on the road saying the same shit. But there's little tweaks here and there, you know, like you put a little highlight in someone's hair, like, oh, that looks cute. Because you sneak some shit in. You ever give someone a haircut they didn't deserve? That's what you get. No, it looks great. It looks awful, man. You done that, Sierra. I know, I could tell. You got it in you. You got a little... Fuck someone's day up just because. Not a lot. Not a lot. But for like 2 weeks, they're like, wearing a hat. And you know. Sorry, miss, I didn't get your name again. What? You're bald? Sierra, you got a client right there. Evan, what's your mom's name?
Anita.
Anita, that's right, okay. Anita, I can tell it's your first show. Evan's anxiety's going through the roof. That shit on 12 right now, man. He's biting his fingernails and sweating. His shirt's become unbuttoned that more and more as... But you know, so then in April of this year, I started a brand new hour, and I'm already tired of it. I'm already like, who the fuck cares about any of this? And none of you have ever even heard any of it. And I'll do it eventually tonight. I'll get there, you know. If you had plans tomorrow, you fucked up. I don't like drinking wine if I'm not finishing the bottle, you know. Let's see what happens. No, if I finish a bottle of wine tonight, I'll be fucked up. It's fucking high altitude and no food whatsoever. Is Denver a good food city?
Yeah.
It is? I feel like the whites said yeah and the browns said no, man. Ain't shit here to eat. Am I wrong? What's your name, bro? Victor. Is there any good food here? It's all right, yeah. What? Well, there's great food here. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Anita. You seem like a jovial person full of life and truth teller. Almost to a fault. You have to find them. It ain't just fucking everywhere. Slim pickings, I feel like. I judge a place on their late night Uber Eats menu. And Denver got 7-Eleven and a Taco Bell that closes at 11:30. Oh, fuck kind of food is that, bro? Oh, fuck kind of food is that? It's trash, man. Sorry, you said your name again was what?
Victor.
Victor? Nice to meet you, Victor. How'd you hear about the show?
TikTok.
You know what's fun about TikTok? Is that people are stupid. if you feel too good about your life in general, just start an account where people can leave comments. And then you'll see the dredges of society just like with no joy in their own lives, just being like, this guy doesn't do comedy. I'm like, you're right, I don't do comedy. Victor, what do you do?
I work in insurance.
You work in insurance? Health or life or?
Commercial.
Commercial, okay, that's good. If you said health insurance, I would have to kick you out of the show. Is this your first comedy show ever?
Yeah.
First one ever. Thank you. Which clip was it for you that you were like, I gotta go see this guy?
Oh,
your wife? Wife? Girlfriend? Okay.
Oh,
the one with the dolphin? Oh, the white lady talk? That was such a fun. I don't know if you've seen it, but I was in Philadelphia and there was another couple that had never been to another comedy show before. And that's the thing. I was just going to say that. So in the clip, this lady says she's mad white. And I was talking to them about trying to probe how white they were, and she just kept getting whiter and whiter. And at some point, she says she was a geography major. And I said, oh, rocks and shit. Because I thought my brain just went geology. And that course corrected real quick, and we'll get back to it. But people will be like, this motherfucker don't even know the difference between geography and geology. You really got me there, guy. I mean, if you think about it, geography is rocks and shit. Really? Just big ones that people live on. So fuck you, TikTok. Suck my dick. Most comedy shows aren't like this, Victor. I'm just in a mood. I don't really feel like doing anything. But I want to be on stage. It's a weird feeling. To be like, I don't want to fucking do any material, but I feel like I should be on stage right now. Because you all paid money to be here. And I should give you something.
Yes.
All right. Who was that? Was that you? Who snitched? It was you? What's your name, miss?
Charisse.
Yes. How'd you hear about the show?
TikTok.
You
fucking TikTok.
My fucking TikTok, man. Who are you here with?
Paige.
Peach, like an ass or a fruit, you know. You see how technology has ruined everybody? Eggplant, like a dick. No, it's a vegetable. It's a fucking squash that grows. What the fuck, lady? Charisse, don't worry, you'll get your money's worth. You already have, I feel. Oh, good, thank you so much. Now I don't have to do anything anymore. Where are you from, Charisse? From Denver?
Yeah, I'm a local.
You're a local. What's your ethnicity? She was confused as to no one. I can't see you, so I can't assume.
I'm all kind of national.
What's the predominant?
My kind of Indian
or? Huh? The other kind? Well, I never met an Indian that was Indian that said they were Indian and not Native American. You know? Good. You know, my favorite Native American joke came from this town. This is true. Last time we were here, Mookie and I, we were walking down the street, it was right back here, and we were walking, and some old man came up to us, you want to hear a joke, and I forget what his joke was. it was just an old man joke, you know? And I don't remember the joke, I wish I did, I would retell it, but I said, do you want to hear a joke, and he said, sure, and there's a street. And I said, I asked him, sir, what's Bill Cosby's favorite Favorite tribe?
Yeah.
I pointed at the street and said, Arapaho. That man did not laugh at all, man. He was like, oh, that's terrible. I don't think people know how to interact with comedians. Like, people are not ready for comedian interaction. You know what I mean? Like they don't know how to behave. It's just like no one's ready for some wild shit to hit them in the face all the time, which is what it is to be around a comedian at all times. You know what I mean? It's just, you never know what's gonna happen to you. I like you, Anita. Keep it going. I can sense this crowd is growing tired of your behavior, but I'm not. And I'm the only one that matters. They ain't here. You're here for me, and I'm here for you, Anita. I already got these motherfuckers' money. I don't give a shit at all, man. You're wearing a Bucky's shirt?
Yeah.
That's crazy, right? Bucky's, if you're unaware, is like a traffic, not what's it called? It's like a gas station.
It's like a Walmart-sized gas station.
It's a Walmart-sized gas station, but the only thing they brag about, yeah, Bucky's. The thing they brag about is their clean-ass toilets. We got the cleanest toilets of all the traffic stops. It's so stupid. Well, why are you wearing a shirt?
I love
You love shitting in a clean bathroom. Sometimes I'm driving just to shit in a clean bathroom, man. What's your name again? Sir? Will, nice to meet you, Will.
Nice to meet you as well.
Will, Teresa, Anita, Evan, Charisse, Sierra, Zach, Victor. That's for me to clock where I'm at, you know, it's not. But if I forget one name, I'm like, I gotta stop drinking. That's my way of telling who I've been. What'd you say, Charisse? Patrick?
Start smoking.
Enjoy the Colorado life. Oh, I already have. Today after the show. I can't get high before a show. I did that once in Washington, D.C. And I never bombed harder. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Hour and a half of silence. It was bad. Luckily, that was before I was doing anything, and people weren't even recording because there's nothing to record. Like, you ever try to record someone bombing? There's no action whatsoever. It's like, this motherfucker sucks. That told me, I was like, DC weed a little too strong. I don't know what Colorado weed's like yet. It's weed. It's mid? It's bad? It's bad? It's bad, what?
If you can't handle DC weed, you couldn't handle Colorado.
Mm.
Don't talk to the Jersey girl.
Yeah. Denver in the house! Oh, I was talking. All right, cool. All right, my bad. You've been excused. You're right, all right. Are you from Denver local or...? Okay. This motherfucker got his own farm. And you're from New Jersey?
I sure am.
Where from where?
Like Long Beach Island area.
LBI, okay, that's... I don't know anything about it. I'm from Parsippany, and we didn't have a lot of you where we grew up. And this Indian couple... Couple? Yes? Oh, is it an uncomfortable couple? Or? How long y'all been together? 6 months, yeah, so it's uncomfortable. What's your name? Kevin and? Kevin and Jonky. Nice to meet you. Who brought who? You brought her. Thank you very much. TikTok? What do you do here?
I work in Denver.
You work in Denver? Yes. What is your profession?
I do healthcare.
Healthcare consulting. See, Victor? Now what's about to happen to him could have happened to you. But you said regular insurance. Healthcare consulting, huh? And what about you, Jonky?
I'm so cool.
You're in school for what?
Nursing.
Nursing, okay. That's going to be really weird when you start talking about the discrepancies in healthcare and you realize they're all Kevin's fault. Real problem. Thank you, Charisse. You are my conscience. That was you earlier too, right? It was. Thank you very much. I thought this server was playing Sudoku on his phone for a second. It looked like a fucking crate, like a Wordle map, but bigger. It's good. Motherfucker, don't give a fuck. Healthcare consulting, huh? Well, so what do you do in healthcare consulting? Yeah, but what? Give me an example. Don't name the client, but what is the client right now? What is one client? A hospital, insurance company, a hospital. So you go in and you tell them you're giving patients too many drugs, or you're taking care of them too well, or these doctors don't deserve as much money as they're getting. This is how you squeeze your suppliers a bit more and keep the margins the same. And so what do you do? Your medical admission?
No, medical, vision, dental. We're the ones that, like, all the, like, hospital workers, we're the ones that work with vendors.
Hold on 1 second. Someone said they're falling asleep. It's my show, man. You're free to leave. I'm having a great time. If you fall asleep, have a last sip of wine and get the fuck out. And then when you get home, like, man, I'm still awake, man. I could have just been at the show awake as fuck. Man, why am I such an asshole? I really got become a better person as a human being. And you're probably falling asleep because of what he's saying. And I took it as just falling asleep because of what I've been doing. But either way, I'm going to keep talking to this guy. Healthcare consulting, because it's going to make a great TikTok clip. All in service to the algorithm, you know. Healthcare consulting. Oh, okay, you got to pay your bill. Yeah, make sure he pays.
I had to get another.
What, you had to get another drink? Yeah, of course. Why? Oh, because of 2-drink minimum?
No.
Then? Because you're going to be here for a while.
Roast.
I'm not roasting you. You'll know when you're being gross. Healthcare consulting. Welcome back, Sierra. You were gone for a while.
Little.
Little pee break. I'm talking to Kevin. He's a healthcare consultant. He manages the medical, vision, and dental plans of hospital systems, which our friend back there finds tremendously boring. But, you know, life doesn't go as you want it to sometimes, you know? Sometimes they're expecting a riotous, uproarious show, and other times, you know, what you get is a conversation about what really matters in life and the problems in American healthcare. Kevin and I are going to solve them right now. Hopefully by the end of the conversation, he'll have quit and you'll have entered a better mood. Sierra, sorry. Anita, listen. Don't take my affinity for you as license to say whatever the fuck you want. I have tremendous respect and hope for you, but I'm talking right now. And also, don't snitch. Charisse, I don't give a fuck what you do. You making that money. You working hard for your fucking life, man. You what? You what all day? You sell pussy all day? You sell pussy all day. How is that healthcare consulting? Either Anita has no idea what you do, or you're breaking down what you do very succinctly. Well, so explain, what do you mean you sell pussy?
I sell sex toys.
You sell sex toys? So I guess that's kind of healthcare consulting. Yeah. It's a stretch, but I'll buy it. Healthcare consulting. Sidebar, I don't know what's wrong with you Christians. Where's the Anita, are you Christian? You strike me as a Christian lady.
She's Catholic.
She's Catholic. Oh. Still? Even with all the information? Evan, now I know why you have anxiety. Catholic Anita was a lot different than regular Anita. Like, Anita plus Catholicism, woo-hoo-hoo, that'll drive you off the fucking wall. You're Catholic, Anita? Practicing?
I'm spiritual.
You're spiritual. When did you lose Catholicism?
When I figured it out.
When you dropped that shit. Good, you figured it out. I'm spiritual too, but I'm spiritual in the way that I think Hinduism is better than every other religion. Oh, you bunch of atheists gonna be offended? Fuck you all, man. I don't give a fuck. And if you're not atheist and you're some kind of religion, fuck your religion. I don't give a fuck at all. Because your religion should teach you that you should just be like, oh man, that's fine. This man just needs God. That's what every religion teaches that. You're not supposed to be mad. If you're mad right now, you're going against your religion. How's that feel? You fucking. Oh, you guys got super tense just now. Wow, look at you fucking cowards. Yeah, go pray on it, you motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about your stupid, goofy fucking religion. Christianity is dumb. I don't know what's in those communion chips. Lead paint or something? You fucking dumb motherfucker.